This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Two people rescued alive from Trishuli 3A hydropower project tunnel. Search and rescue operations underway. Government forms land identification committee for resettlement and temporary accommodation of families affected and displaced by the Bhotekoshi flood. Track opening work begins at Krishna Bhir along the Prithvi Highway with a target to complete it within 10 days. Landslide in Bhattar area of Oppi Himal Rural Municipality 2 in Darchula. District Administration Office urges residents to remain alert. And Trump to ask Europeans to repay US for aiding Ukraine. Now the news in detail. Two people have been rescued alive from inside the tunnel of the Trishuli 3A hydropower project this morning, following the devastating Bhotekoshi River flood in Rasua. The rescued individuals have been identified as Sanjay Shah and Kabir Maharjan, both employees of the Nepal Electricity Authority. Kabir Maharjan, who was rescued from the tunnel for the second time, was found to be in critical condition. He was immediately airlifted to Kathmandu and admitted to the intensive care unit ICU of Birendra Military Hospital at Chauni, where he is receiving treatment. Sanjay Shah, who was rescued earlier, is reported to be in stable condition. Meanwhile, police said the body of one person was recovered from inside the tunnel, but the identity of the deceased has yet to be established. Search and rescue operations are continuing for others believed to be trapped inside the tunnel. Nepal police has reported that a total of 1,295 bodies have so far been recovered following the devastating flood in Bhotekoshi River in Rasua. Of the total, 140 bodies were recovered in Rasua, 186 in Nuwakot, 65 in Dhading, 359 in Chitwan, 73 in Gorkha, 38 in Tanahu, 222 in Nawalparasi East, 194 in Nawalparasi West, and 18 bodies found in India and handed over to Nawalparasi West. Following DNA sample collection and other necessary procedures to identify the recovered bodies, a total of 1,030 bodies have so far been managed and safely buried. They comprise 222 females, 355 males, and 453 bodies whose sex has not been established. A total of 2,106 DNA samples have been collected for identification, 1,260 from the deceased and 846 from their relatives. Nepal police have also uploaded details of 1,270 unidentified bodies on its website to facilitate identification. Meanwhile, more than 13,000 people affected by the floods have so far been rescued, while search operations are continuing for 4,898 people reported missing, according to police. The Ministry of Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation has formed a committee to identify suitable land for the safe resettlement and temporary accommodation of families affected and displaced by the Bhotekoshi flood in Rasua. The committee is coordinated by Prakash Joshi, Director General of the Department of Survey, and includes representatives from relevant federal ministries and departments, district administration, local governments, security agencies, and land administration and survey offices. Under Secretary, Damodar Waghle has been appointed as the member secretary. Work to open a track on the hill above Krishna Bhir along the Prithvi Highway began today. Sachendra Mishra, an engineer with the western section of the Novise Mughalin Road project, said track opening work began after 2 days of cutting trees and bamboo and clearing bushes. Mishra said the track will be 350 meters long and 7 meters wide and will be opened by cutting through a hill about 9 meters higher than the existing road. According to Ishwar Nepal, site manager and engineer at construction company Sharma JV, the track opening work is expected to be completed within 7 to 10 days. The road network connecting Kathmandu with other parts of the country has been disrupted since the road section caved in on the 30th of August. A landslide has occurred in the Bhattar area of Oppi Himal Rural Municipality 2 in Darchula, affecting the flow of the Chalauni River. Chief District Officer Bharatraj Paudal said authorities are alerting settlements along the river banks to remain vigilant as the river flow has been affected. CDO Paudal said police have been dispatched and there is no official information on the extent of damage in the landslide area. The District Administration Office of Dharchula issued a public notice on Friday urging residents to remain alert, saying the landslide has buried part of the river and continues to occur, raising the possibility of the river being blocked. House of Representatives member elected from Nuwakot 1 and Minister for Information and Communications Dr. Bikram Timmal Sinha visited TU Teaching Hospital in Maharajganj on Friday and met people receiving treatment after being rescued from the Bhotekosi and Trishuli river floods on the 26th of August. The communication minister took stock of their health condition, treatment facilities and hospital management. The hospital said 29 of the 78 people brought in after rescue are still undergoing treatment while the rest have been discharged. China has announced it will continue sharing emergency hydrological information with Nepal to support rescue and disaster relief efforts, including updates on river blockages and risks from glacial lakes. China's meteorological authority said they have also been providing Nepal with weather monitoring, forecast early warnings and impact assessments since the landslide at the Kerung-Rasuwa border while coordinating with Nepal's Department of Hydrology and Meteorology to support rescue and relief operations. The government of Bangladesh has provided $1 million to Nepal's Prime Minister Disaster Relief Fund to support ongoing relief, rehabilitation and humanitarian efforts following the devastating floods and landslides. Bangladesh State Minister for Foreign Affairs Humayun Kabir handed over a letter from Prime Minister Tariq Rahman to Nepali Ambassador Kancham Bhandari today. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break. Bides gaye pari chinta ki na garne Nepal Telecom ko international roaming line jaha bhaye pani paunu ho sami sangai call gardus keta chalaunus sansar bhari sajilai Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna *14*7# gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknu huncha Nepal Telecom rashtrako sanchar. Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Sri Krishna Janmashtami is being observed across the country today with religious fervor and devotion, with the devotees fasting, offering prayers and attending religious programs at Krishna temples. Many devotees are also observing an all-night vigil until midnight, traditionally believed to be the time of Lord Krishna's birth. The government has declared a public holiday today on the occasion. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Porwal extended his best wishes to all Nepalese on Janmashtami, saying Lord Krishna's teachings on selfless action through justice, righteousness and duty remain relevant in today's society. Meanwhile, people in Karnali and Sudhur Pashchim provinces are observing the traditional Anudhari, Gaura and Durvashtami festivals by worshipping Uma Maheshwar and Dubo grass. The festival is also being celebrated with enthusiasm in Kathmandu. According to Deoda culture expert Nanda Krishna Joshi, Gaura commemorates goddess Parvati's penance to attend Mahadev as her husband during the Satya Yuga. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. US President Donald Trump said he will ask Europeans to repay the American aid provided to Ukraine under his predecessor Joe Biden's administration. According to the AFP news agency, Trump has also long demanded that Europeans shoulder more of the cost of the Western support for Ukraine in its war with Russia, which began more than 4 years ago. Taking to his Truth Social platform on Thursday, Trump said hundreds of billions of dollars was given to Ukraine and NATO free of charge that Europe would have paid for. He said if they were only asked, but the USA will be asking for that money, though somewhat belatedly. The American president did not specify which countries he believed should pay. In his post, Trump also rejected reports that the US military was running low on munitions in its war against Iran. Trump said that Washington was building up stockpiles and preparing for contingencies and had temporarily suspended overseas arms sales. South Korea is mulling contributions to the freedom of navigation in the Strait of Hormuz, the presidential office said. Al Jazeera cited the office statement released on Friday as saying various options regarding assisting in securing the strategic waterway were being considered. The United States has been pressuring Seoul and other allies over their refusal to join its war against Iran, which has seen Tehran limiting maritime traffic in the strait, a key route for global oil supplies. Now, the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Moderate rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Himalayan and hilly areas of the country, at a few places in the Torah areas of Kushibagam, the Gandaki, Lumini and Sudhaparsha provinces, and at one or two places in Madhes province. Heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the Himalayan areas of Kushibagam, the Gandaki provinces, the hilly areas of Karnali and Sudhaparsha provinces, and the area of Sudhaparsha province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Two people rescued alive from Trishuli 3A hydropower project tunnel. Search and rescue operations underway. Government forms land identification committee for the resettlement and temporary accommodation of families affected and displaced by the Bhotikoshi flood. Track opening work begins at Krishnapur along the Prithvi Highway with the target to complete it within 10 days. Landslide in Bhattar area of Api Himal Rural Municipality 2 in Darsula. District Administration Office urges residents to remain alert. And Trump to ask Europeans to repay US for aiding Ukraine. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.